Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rolling along, 7 o'clock hour as we approach the Thursday night slate, which is, in my opinion,
baseball.
Baseball,
Ray.
Wins over the NFL today.
Yep.
I mean, literally, every game standalone by itself is better than this product we are going to see tonight.
And every game is an elimination game.
Right.
Should stand alone against any regular season game.
Cleveland-Detroit, right? I know a lot of people outside, like the Midwest or the Central, probably don't care, but you should because of what the storyline that was the catastrophic failure.
Yep.
Right?
Then, and if Detroit wins the series, nobody's talking about the catastrophic failure anymore.
No.
They advanced, they moved on, they did what they needed to do.
Then you have a conversation that if the Padres lose to the Cubs, there's going to be some conversations in the hallway in San Diego.
Yep.
Because they put a lot of money in their team, but they're not the Dodgers. They're essentially the Boston Red Sox of the National League, right? Everyone hates the Yankees. Well, Boston does the exact same thing the Yankees
they
do.
They do, yeah.
Everyone hates the Dodgers. Well, the Padres do a lot of what the Dodgers
do. The difference is the Padres are fun, you know? Like, they're
sure.
A fun team to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you have fun like you do watching the Padres with the Dodgers or with the Yankees. They're a business-like operation, right? The Padres know how to have fun. They got Freddie Fermin now who adds to that
but also
for us.
Let's take Tatis, right?
Yeah.
If he's a Dodger,
you hate him,
right?
Yeah, you
but
absolutely.
He's not.
But he's not. He's a Padre. He's fun. It's crazy how that works, right?
And then you go to the main stage tonight, which, I mean, you got to think every eye in baseball is just ready for 5:08 Central Time, 6:08 Eastern Time, 3:08
West Coast Time.
I know that I'm hard. So, wow, see, we got baseball at 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right. So, again, like tonight, I think baseball definitely is the main focus. But there is some focus to be had on this game on Monday.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you use this phrase a lot, not your daddy or your grandpa's fill in the blank team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Use that with Baltimore's defense last week.
Yeah.
This is not your father's Jaguars, right? This is a team that had a rebuild in their organization from head coach,
mm-hmm.
Who maybe, has Trevor Lawrence playing better than he's played?
So far, so good.
And maybe he's going to get better. Maybe we've seen the peak of Trevor Lawrence. We don't know. But we do know this. The number one turnover rate in football belongs to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one thing that we do know. The Chiefs don't really turn the ball over.
Right.
So advantage, maybe Kansas City.
I would think so.
Right?
Yes, yes.
But the thing that I get more and more annoyed about every single week that seems to go through with Kansas City is the same message, but it's scrabbled up differently, right? So let's take the most relevant case here. Last week, Baltimore Ravens, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs Ravens. What was the line on that game?
2.5 Baltimore.
What was that
favorites?
Line at 2:35 Central Time PM on that game?
1 hour before kickoff. Yeah. 2.5 Ravens.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wait, because 1 hour 90 minutes is when they put out the, so everybody knew who was inactive, and the Ravens were still a favorite.
2.5 point favorite, right? Everyone on ESPN, we saw the graphics on TV, we saw them on X, all these sort of things. It was like one or two people had the Chiefs and everybody else had the Ravens.
That's right.
Am I wrong about that?
No, everybody had the Ravens in this game.
Chiefs win 37-20.
Right.
What's the narrative?
Well, they beat a wounded Ravens team. Everybody knew they were hurt. Okay. They weren't that good. You know what? Everybody did know that. And everybody still picked the Ravens to win that football game.
And then the other thing that I will say is that here's Jacksonville. And I brought up the defense and the turnovers and all that for them because of what everybody's talking about, right? Liam Cohen's got this team at 3-1. Liam Cohen's so hopped up right now, he wanted to fight Robert Saleh. Liam Cohen's this guy telling Trevor Lawrence to play with heart. Trevor Lawrence telling him to shut up, but yet they're on the same page now.
Right.
They're a better team in the South. They might compete with the Colts for the winner of that division. Maybe. Travis Etienne looks like he's reborn in the NFL as a running back. Brian Thomas, they're doing this without Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, and they're doing it out with their number one pick, too. I mean, you know, their number one pick.
Let's see who Jacksonville's played.
Yeah, nobody.
San Francisco was completely dismantled.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking about it.
No.
Right? Now, all of a sudden, if the Chiefs go play Jacksonville on Monday Night Football, and I'm going to give you two scenarios. I want you to tell me what the message would be.
Mm-hmm.
They go into Jacksonville and they win 17-14. What's the message?
Oh, the Chiefs aren't back. They just beat a bad Baltimore team and a bad Giant team. They escaped a bad Jacksonville team, but they're not a good team. They're going to drop in the power rankings this week. We just need to see more. It was a fraudulent performance against the Ravens because of injury.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. See, I could work at ESPN, right?
Okay. Chiefs win 42-10.
Oh, they beat the Jacksonville team. They're no good.
Exactly.
You know, it's Jacksonville. It's new coach. They're still trying to find their way. You know, we don't have anything out of Travis Hunter yet. You know, Liam Cohen is, you know, overmatched by Andy Reid.
This is a team lost to Jake Brown.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Right, yeah.
You can't win.
It doesn't matter. Win. You're right. Whatever the Chiefs do on Monday night, it is a no-win situation.
But you know what? That's over in 2 weeks. Because they get Detroit, Washington, or they get
Detroit, the Raiders,
Washington, Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a hell of a stretch.
What happens if they beat Detroit by 14? Then finally, I think
I don't think there's a narrative that you can take.
And
at
I don't
that
think
point
they will beat Detroit by 14. But I'm saying if they do,
yeah.
Will we finally get...
If they beat Detroit by 14, the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL, because that is a blowout in the NFL, especially against a team. You're not blowing out a banged-up Ravens team.
And this text proves my point exactly of what the narrative is for Jacksonville right now. Consider who the Jags have played, though. The Panthers, the Bengals, the Texans, and the Niners.
Yeah.
Correct. They played a backup, and they played Mac Jones. They played Joe Burrow. / Jake Browning.
Yeah, Joe Burrow was out in the first quarter of that game.
So they played Jake Browning, Bryce Young, and CJ Stroud, who ain't got it this year. At least until this last week, where he finally figured out in the third quarter when it was 6-0.
Well, they just traded the rest of his offensive line.
Yeah, that's like the worst offense in football.
So again, what people are saying is the Chiefs beat a beat up Ravens team, even though they hung 37, and the player of the week in the AFC was the quarterback. Patrick Mahomes called it Monday. Not hard when you throw 4 touchdowns at 270. Pretty easy call there. And then not only that, now everybody's saying, well, Jacksonville, they get a lot of turnovers. They sack the quarterback. They get after him. And if the Chiefs win this game 35-0, like you always say, it'll be, well, look at who the Jaguars play.
Right, of course.
Look at all that. Like, the Chiefs can't win unless they win against the best, which is fine for me. But again, we're going to see this happen again and again until they play somebody like Detroit or Washington or the Bills.
Well, I mean, it's just the narrative of people are tired of the Kansas City Chiefs. So instead of embracing what they're doing and looking at it and going, oh, this is unique, this is rare, Gary Myers didn't think it was a dynasty, and however you want to title it, what this team is doing is different than what anybody else has done in the NFL that we're familiar with, right? They've gone to all these AFC championship games. They've gone to all of these Super Bowls. Everybody wants this team to fail at the national level because they're ready for the new guard to take over. Well, the new guard isn't ready to take over quite yet. I can make the same case for Buffalo. Everybody is loving up the Buffalo Bills and how good they are. Their opponents are 1-12. Nobody is talking about that at the national level, where Buffalo has basically been gifted a cakewalk for the first 4 games of their season. And they still had to go out there and score 40 plus points in games to get a win. Like, Buffalo's defense right now should be one of the bigger storylines in the NFL. Baltimore, you gave up 40 some points to, right? They haven't been great on the defensive side of the football, but everybody loves Josh Allen. They want Josh Allen to take over. And so they skew the narrative. I mean, this is exactly what it is. No matter what level of media you're in, and I'm talking television media because they're the ones who skew the message for everything. You have certain, you know, biases. And I think the bias right now at the big networks that control, you know, what people think and whatnot, they want the Chiefs out. They want Josh Allen in. And the Chiefs are like, screw you. We're not ready to go out the door yet. We're not ready to let Josh Allen in yet. And so they're going to continue to minimize everything that Kansas City's doing, even though everybody damn well knows, no matter who's on the field for an NFL team, it is effing hard to win a National Football League game.
Chiefs, two wins or two losses? How do you see them?
Two losses. The two wins that they had were over the New York Giants. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The decimated Baltimore Ravens, not that impressive to me, whereas the losses were versus the Chargers and the Eagles. I think there are big-time issues with this Chiefs team, and I'm looking more at the losses than I am the wins.
Yeah, I see it the same way, in large part because the Chiefs' offense is one-dimensional. They can't run the football. There is no balance.
That's cute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.